The Parnell administration says the state's gas line project is working as well as, or better than, intended. A report sent to legislators over the weekend and made public this morning says the state licensee, TransCanada, and ExxonMobil are on target to complete the next major step in the process by this summer. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The plan the state is following under the AGEA guidelines is ahead of schedule and ahead of spending projections. And the report says that spending is generating data. The administration's gas line team has a positive take on the long-term prospects for marketing natural gas from the North Slope. Gas line coordinator Mark Myers reminded reporters that Alaska already has a significant investment in the project.
We committed $500 million of state money to this project. We committed with state-specific goals and challenges for the licensee to meet. We knew when it was passed, when it was ratified, when the legislature approved the license, we were on a 10-year journey. It takes 10 years to build a project like this and get the first gas.
Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin focused on the parts of the report referring to the long-term prospects for Alaska gas in North American markets. He said the AGEA project is not being driven by short-term economic conditions, and he sees natural gas as the key to the state's revenue future. Critics, most notably in recent weeks, former Governor Frank Murkowski, say that the state's long-term revenue future lies not in gas, but in the increased production of oil on the North Slope, saying the state needs to put more emphasis on production and increasing the load on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline to Valdez. But Galvin disagrees.
The large prospects for production from the North Slope are going to be found on federal land and in federal water, where the state's revenue is not as strong. And so, again, our focus on expanding the level of production of oil on the North Slope is not changing.
And Mark Meyer says gas production is essential to oil production. Together, they'll increase revenue more for each type of resource. He describes a synergy. Much of the early gas production will come from oil fields, and having available a gas delivery system will open a new market to encourage production of both oil and gas.
You look at the crude oil infrastructure, you look at the 20 billion barrels or so of heavy oil up there. Not all of it's going to be economically recoverable by any stretch of the imagination, but the longer the field infrastructure can produce, the longer time we have to produce those resources, the longer we have to keep tap throughput at significant levels to be economic. Gas helps immensely with that.
The first open season for the state-sanctioned gas line project is scheduled to run from May 1st to July 31st. That'll be another milestone, giving developers a look at how the project stacks up against other possible sources of gas and providing a base for further negotiations. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.